I'm here with Albin McGuinness, Chair of the Enterprise Trade and Investment Committee. Earlier this week, the committee introduced its report on the development of renewable energies within Northern Ireland. The report was debated in the Chamber, and today you're hosting an event for businesses and groups interested in renewable energies. Albin, why has the committee taken so much interest in this subject?
First of all, because the committee was very exercised by the fact that we hadn't developed a sufficiently large alternative energy or green energy or renewable energy sector here in Northern Ireland. And the committee was worried about that lack of development because we saw that as part of a wider European obligation. We also saw that as being important in terms of providing a secure form of energy for Northern Ireland. And also we want to provide the consumer with a wider range of energy. And therefore we felt it was very important that we look into why this sector was not actually developing in the way we think it ought to do.
Okay, that's a lot going on really behind the report. Now, one of the main messages that seems to come out of the report is that the committee believes that there should be one government department for energy. Why is that?
Because the various functions relating to energy and renewable energy in particular are over 8 separate government departments. Now, quite frankly, that's an unsatisfactory state of affairs. You need one government department to deal with this, to bring all those different functions together. We're not saying what department. It could be a Department of Energy. It could be DETI, as it's presently constituted, or some other department. But one government department to concentrate and focus on the development of renewable energy and to deal with energy issues at large as well. We feel that that is a sensible, common sense approach to the development of this sector.
And if we don't take this step, or indeed any of the other steps that you outline in your report, what do you think the consequence would be?
I think the consequences would be very bad for Northern Ireland because, first of all, we wouldn't be fulfilling our European obligations. But in addition to that, we would be depriving the consumer and business of access to alternative energy sources here in Northern Ireland. And also there would be a particular impact on the economy because the development of the renewable energy sector will mean a potential in terms of jobs in right throughout the sector. Estimates vary, but it could be as high as 15,000 in the next 5 years. So that is very important. That's a very positive benefit for the people of Northern Ireland. And if you take, for example, our rural economy, if we developed anaerobic digestion or if we developed biomass, that sort of technology, we could transform our rural economy. And that is obviously a tremendous boost to many local communities that are on the edge and do require assistance in terms of an extra economic stimulus.
There are many businesses here today at your event who have this real interest in renewable energies and are hoping to maybe capitalise on some of that positive messages you've just talked about there. But what would you hope they take away from today and your discussion on your report?
Well, I hope that their hopes are fulfilled and that they see this report as a major step in highlighting the importance of this sector for the economy and for government here in Northern Ireland. If they go away with a message today that government, or at least the Assembly itself, is serious about the renewable energy sector, then I think we do a good service to the people of Northern Ireland and this business sector in particular. If people have taken the time to come here, that means that there is a very serious interest, otherwise they wouldn't be here. We have got to encourage these people to put their money into this, to put their energies into this, and to develop businesses locally and regionally so that we can truly benefit from renewable energy.